USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Supreme Court is weighing in on some big cases on Monday. First, the High Court dealt a victory to the owners of the Oregon Bakery, who were fined for refusing to make a cake for a same-sex couple, as the justices threw out the lower court ruling and sent the case back for more hearings. Then Democrats in Virginia scored a win when the court struck down an appeal by Republicans in a gerrymandering case. Tensions between the U.S. and Iran are increasing after two oil tankers were attacked last week in the Gulf of Oman. The U.S. military released a video on Friday allegedly showing Iranian forces removing a mine that didn't explode from one of the tankers. Senate Majority Leader, Republican from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, tells Fox News that he supports President Trump's response to Iran.
They're doing exactly the right thing in squeezing the Iranians through these sanctions, and it's clearly having an impact, which is why they're striking out.
Iran is denying the allegations, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Captain Obvious, and every day thousands of people book trips on Hotels.com. Trips you will later hate like. What's a hate like? It's when you like Becky's picture of another perfect waterfall, even though you kind of hate it. It's not that you hate Becky, it's that you hate that she's there, and you're at work listening to Lisa talk about her alleged food allergies. Don't hate like Becky's trip. Book your own with Hotels.com and get rewarded basically everywhere. Hotels.com. Be there, do that, get rewarded.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents. When generic insurance takes hold, one handsome man and one flightless bird are teaming up to save the world. Money. Their message? Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need. Their mission? Savings. Their relationship? Best friends. Say hello to Liberty Mutual's new spokes team. Doug.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
Turning to business news, your final numbers on Wall Street. The Dow gained 23 points to close at 26,113. The NASDAQ rose 48. The S&P was 3 points higher at the close. Monday is the anniversary of the world's most famous police chase. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
A few days ago marked 25 years since the discovery of two bodies, which led to what was called the Trial of the Century. Well, now it's been 25 years since the most famous police pursuit in history.
OJ, you there?
Over 95 million people are believed to have been watching the white Ford Bronco lead police on a low-speed chase through Southern California on June 17, 1994, inside OJ Simpson. At the wheel, Simpson's friend Al Cowlings, who was on the phone with police much of the time. Simpson eventually surrenders to police, but in the end was acquitted of the murders of Nicole Brown Simpson and Ron Goldman.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A viral video of police using excessive force has turned into a lawsuit. USA Radio Network's Wendy King explains.
Phoenix's police chief is publicly apologizing to the family who filed a $10 million claim against the city alleging civil rights violations by police officers. A viral video shows them pointing guns at a father and a pregnant woman holding a baby.
Get out of the car right now!
Cell phone video captured the high drama. At times, the Phoenix police officers sounded like they're in a gang. Inside the SUV, Drayvon Ames and his pregnant fiancée, Aisha Harper, along with their two young children.
He needs to slow down and those kids is right there.
The woman who filmed this tried to spare the kids from harm.
Excuse me, can I get the kids?
The local dollar store called the police on the young daughter who stole a Barbie when her mother wasn't watching.
More illnesses are being reported following a stay in the Dominican Republic. A group of Oklahoma travelers, many of whom are members of the Central Oklahoma Parrothead Association, which is a group of local Jimmy Buffett fans, fell ill during a trip to the DR back in April. Dana Flowers is part of that group and also a travel agent in Oklahoma City.
I personally got sick on Wednesday after having been there the previous Thursday, and then I was sick for 19 days after that.
Flowers was speaking there on Fox News. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.